Yo, yo.
Yo, yo, what up, what up?
What's up with you, man?
Chillin'.
Bubble talk, bubble talk.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. What you gotta say today, man?
I ain't got nothing to say. What do you mean?
Yeah, I know you don't got nothing to say. It's only one game.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about your Boston Celtics. It's not looking good for them.
What happened?
They down 2-0.
What?
Yes.
Oh, my God. When they played yesterday?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's all the way down. It's over. They not beating Miami. They down 2-0. It's over.
Done deal. Yeah, man. You know, it's not going too good. Yeah. So if anybody out there is paying attention, y'all need to bet against what this nigga says.
Yeah. It's over. They might come back. I don't know. They might come back. Yeah, they made it to the one of the teams still in there. Who'd you pick? Who'd you pick to make the East?
Who did I pick to make the East?
Who'd you pick?
I didn't pick anybody. I picked the Lakers.
Damn lie. You picked Toronto. Shut your line down, so we know exactly who you picked. I ain't trying to make you pick nobody. Exactly. Look how you are funny at. So should they listen to you? Because you ain't picked the right person.
No, they definitely should listen to me because I told you the Lakers going to win it all. They still
you
know
here. What kills me? Hold on, time out. Stop talking. It kills me when the person with the number one seed, the number one team, picks the number one team to win. Should you get an award for picking the team that everyone predicts to win? Come on, bro. You just crap.
Why? Well, let me.
The odds are favorite to win. You sound dumb.
Yeah, I know. You sound dumb because.
You just trying to call me out saying nobody's listening to me, my pick, but you think they should listen to you? You picked Toronto in the East.
No, I picked the Lakers to win it all, and they still in it. Everybody, where's everybody you picked at? Hey, no. Where's everybody you picked? Your team is almost out of here.
What are you talking about?
You just said that your team is almost out of here. It's over.
But are they still playing, yes or no?
They're still playing, but did you give up on them, yes or no? Did you just give up on them like Kawhi and Paul George? Yes or no?
Yes. Damn, bro. Listen, Miami. First of all, Miami is 10-1. Let that sink in to everything. You know, LeBron. Y'all damn sure don't want to face Miami. That's who y'all damn sure don't want to face in the finals. Cause if LeBron loses to Miami in the finals, y'all done. I don't want to hear shit about LeBron every year in life.
Well, you can't say that. You can't say that. Just because Kawhi is like that now, you can't say that about LeBron because guess what?
Are you kidding me? If LeBron loses to Miami Heat in the finals, he's done. He's done. Done. Don't ever speak his name to me again. I don't want to hear it. It's already pretend go talk. Nah, it's really going to be pretend go talk. If he loses to Jimmy Butler, and Goran Dragic and the equivalent to losing to Dirk Nowitzki and Jason Terry.
Well,
case closed.
Well, let me go ahead and open. Let me open the case back up because they paying for a better lawyer.
No. You know what I'm saying is right. You don't lie about it. If it comes down to that, you know what time it is, bro. You can't lie about it.
No, because let me go ahead and say my point. What is LeBron's record in the finals?
3-6.
All right. So has he lost before? He lost three times.
He's lost six times.
Six. All right, well, six times.
Yeah, this nigga said three. I'm dead.
So you mean to tell me
it's trash.
If he lose this year, it's going to be over for him, and he done already lost six times.
Yeah, it's over any GOAT conversation. What are you talking about? It's not really a GOAT conversation, but just because he said that dumb shit, it's definitely over. Come on, bro. What are you saying? I just said you'd be equivalent to losing to Denver, and it would be. It would be the equivalent. The equivalent. So
y'all,
he has.
Y'all really, hey, head, look, bro. Look, y'all really that mad that y'all great black hope is out of the playoffs.
Ooh.
Kawhi Leonard. That's who y'all thought. Because look, no. Because
first of all, I never considered Kawhi Leonard my great, but I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I know what I'm talking
right
about.
Now, like I said, right now, I'm heading to the mall to get my dipper gear.
Well,
so, why you running your mouth?
I just want you to know that in 2 weeks, the stock is definitely going
to
be down.
I got 20 teams to go up against LeBron, bro. I'll never run out until this thing is over. You the man that got a few teams, bro. I got 3 or 4 or 5. You got one team. I got 3 or 4 or 5 teams, brother. I'm good.
No, you sound like a traitor.
Hey,
you sound like... Man, you sound like a fence jumper. Hey, just say that. No, I can tell.
I am a fence leaper at this point.
No, I can tell you this. We are the happiest fans in the bubble right now. The Laker fans.
You should be, because this is going to be LeBron's easiest win.
Oh, so you're admitting.
It's going to be his easiest win. Half of a season, 7 games in the bubble. I mean, come on, bro. No quarterbacks, no home court, no ass drive on the road. You know what I mean?
Okay, but let me ask you this. Did LeBron James make coronavirus happen?
Yes, he part of it. I believe he was in China.
Oh, man. Hey, what happened to the facts? What happened to facts, man? Like,
hey, fact check me. I believe the Wuhan doctor said LeBron and his staff was there, man. He got released that shit into the earth. It's cool though, bro. It didn't do nothing. Y'all trying to kill out. Y'all killed 100,000 Americans, bro. That's crazy. Y'all 30 million people worldwide, man.
Propaganda talk. Dude, nigga done changing from bubble talk to propaganda talk.
Yeah, first we gotta switch subjects, man. We gotta get out there. it can lead to some arrests late at night, man. We don't need
none of that. I'm telling you. But this is what I'm trying to tell you, man.
Some government sweeps going on.
I just wanted to let you know. What was it? A football game on last night? Did you ain't see the game?
Nah, man. I was just tired. I didn't realize they were playing, man. I didn't even know.
It was best that way. Because let me tell you where your Boston Celtics... Bad, let me tell you where your Boston Celtics are going wrong at. They are going wrong at, because I have to correct myself, because I said if there was anybody in the playoffs that could stay focused for 48 minutes, it would be the Boston Celtics. Evidently, it's the Miami Heat.
But Miami Heat is 10-1. I don't understand what people don't understand about that. Miami Heat is a very, very deep and good team. Like I said, Miami Heat face the Lakers, I'm definitely going for the Heat. I am. Hey there.
Do you know what happened these first two games, though? They did the same thing the Clippers did against Denver. They was leading and lost a big lead 2 times.
I'm telling you, man, Miami Heat is a – man, when they blew out the place, I was like, how, bro? They don't look at that team. Dude, they got like 9 players that can give you 10 points to 20 points. Like, literally. And they play consistent. Like, they're not up and down. And, you know.
Well, let me tell you about a little something about a team that's still in it, that everybody loves to hate. They have defense that's better than these other teams that lack defense.
Y'all better be worried about the Nuggets, man. Tell me, what team is this?
Why would we worry about the Nuggets and they really didn't have no defense for the Nuggets? The Clippers, that's what our plan was if we went up against the Clippers, was to run everything through Anthony Davis and he's bullying the paint. That's all Jokic did to him.
Yeah, well, Jokic wasn't really, but he had a lot of assists. He was.
No, I'm not taking nothing away from Jokic, because for you to just get that just every single game, stats like that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like you basically unstoppable. The only thing you could do to him is slow him down, and that's what we will do. We will slow him down, and there's somebody on this Lakers defense that's going to slow Murray down. So the other stars are going to have to step up, and we're going to see, does Denver have another star? And if they don't, then this is going to be a sweep.
They got plenty. That's what I'm saying, man. They got plenty of players, bro. I just don't know why. They got Gary Harris, they got Michael Porter Jr. They got a bunch of swings on that team.
Yeah. Like, but the only person I see as a threat to us on that team is Paul. It's Millsap.
And they got Millsap. Yeah, that's what I mean. They got a deep squad, bro. I don't know.
No, Millsap always had good defense.
See, all y'all can talk about is AD and LeBron. They got about six or seven players on that squad that can come alive.
No,
on you, man.
No. All we can't talk about is that's the Clippers fans. All they can talk about is Paul George and Kawhi. See, Lakers fans, we can talk about Dwight Howard. We can talk about Danny Green. We could talk about Kyle Kuzma. We could talk about playoff Rondo. We could talk about LeBron James. We could talk about Anthony Davis.
No, you can't. I'm going to shut you down right there.
Guess who else? Guess who else we can talk about? Guess who else we can talk about? Guess who else?
21 points.
I just want to add the cherry on top.
Stop.
I just want to add the cherry on top. Guess who else we can talk about? Yeah, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It's a cherry bomb.
Deion Waiters.
Oh, my God. This nigga played a total of 4 minutes. Now it's Deion Waiters. He played a total of 4 minutes in the bubble. Now it's Deion Waiters.
I'm trying to tell you. He's going to be a key part.
Listen, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to look up these averages of all these players you're talking about right now. Who'd you say it was? Kyle Kuzma.
Yep.
Who else you say?
Dwight Howard. JaVale McGee.
You ain't no damn Dwight Howard. You talking about playoff Rondo. I'm going to look at how much they average in the bubble right now. You want me to do that and embarrass you?
You can't embarrass me. We are winning.
True.
You know what's embarrassing? It's being a Clippers fan. It's being a Clippers fan. It's being a Clippers fan.
Trump on your podcast, bro. No wonder why you a Republican.
Hey, look. You know what? You want to know what? Yeah, you going over to Trump. Let's talk about these Clippers because I still ain't got over the whole fact.
First of all, the Clippers are out the playoffs.
It's out of here.
That's where all
of this is coming from. Because
he ain't been president for 4 years.
No. Look at this. Y'all want to try to take away from LeBron James' greatness all because Kawhi Leonard is out. The Nuggets is a hell of a team. Y'all can't. If LeBron James sweep the Nuggets, he's a hell of a player. He's a hell of a goat. What I'm trying to say is, you sitting here acting like, oh, he got the easy. This is gonna be the easiest one because the Clippers is out. Because they didn't face the Clippers, nigga. Evidently, the Clippers ain't better than the Nuggets.
I never said it because he wasn't gonna face the Clippers. It was the easiest win.
So why is it the easiest?
True. The Clippers are his toughest opponent. That's proven. They split the series with him. Everybody knows that. That's not a question. We know that the Clippers would have been there tougher because I told you the bubble's about matchups. If the matchup is bad, it's bad, bro.
But you know what? You know what we got? You know what we got that y'all don't got?
What is that?
Excuses. We don't have excuses. See, you know.
Y'all lost yet.
No. No, because.
So what you gonna have? Was it?
No.
What
you gonna do? You have.
You know who you scared of? Whiteside, Butler, Dragic, Iverson. You know, baby. You know who you scared of. You know who's coming for you. You know who you scared of.
Whiteside ain't on Miami.
I don't care where Whiteside at. You know who you scared of, what? Adebayo, Whiteside.
No. Adebayo is going to get used up. Now, Whiteside, I would have been a little nervous. Hey, just say that because I done seen him and LeBron go at the playoffs and it wasn't looking good.
I'm just letting you know, brother. You know what time it is.
All you letting me know is that y'all want to try to diminish what LeBron James is doing here because Kawhi Leonard is out.
It's a pandemic season, bro. He ain't gonna get that.
Y'all trying to say this is easy and this is far from easy. Easy is playing in L.A. Is the bubble being in L.A. That's easy. This is not easy. This is you being put in a neutral ground. No home court advantage. It's just about skill, and you're going to have to beat me. This is way harder than the regular season because when you got home court games, you have a home court advantage. There is no home court advantage.
It's not, because a lot of players didn't come back in shape. They just made the games. I mean, come on, bro. What are you talking about? Like,
hey, look here. I just told you, the bum engine. The bum engine, Kawhi Leonard. The bum engine, Kawhi Leonard. The bum engine, Kawhi Leonard, had 3 months to get an oil change, change the radiator fluid, change the transmission fluid, the filter. He did all of that, and he still pooped out in game six. He had time. Everybody had time to recover.
No.
LeBron James had time to recover, and guess what he did? He did a hell of a recovery, didn't he? From that grind pool. Hey, what grind? Yeah, what you need to do when you go to that mall is make sure you ask them, do they have a LeBron James or Anthony Davis? Hey, Deion Waiters. It might be cheaper to get the Deion Waiters jersey, it's gonna be worth something, because guess what? He's gonna be an NBA champion.
Who is
Deion Waiters with that Lakers jersey?
You love Deion Waiters, bro. I don't know why.
No, this is what I'm trying to tell you, is to make a great investment. You would need to go buy some Lakers gear before they win this championship.
Lakers ain't winning no championship. Told you that.
All right.
Well, Lakers ain't winning no championship, bro. They're trash.
All right. Well, we're going to go over here to the football game, because I seen something that's real, real important.
What? You see?
What's the guy's name? Is it Jackson? Drayshon Jackson?
For what team?
He's a quarterback.
Tavares Jackson?
Deshaun something.
Deshaun Jackson?
No, I don't know if it's
Jackson. Watson?
It might be him, but they got him going up against the Super Bowl winner. I can't think of his name. He looked like Trey Young, but he ain't Trey Young.
Oh my God, bro. You are so disrespectful.
Hey, man, football.
Don't come on the talk show not knowing the players or the names you're talking about. It's Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes, bro.
Okay.
Don't be disrespectful, bro.
Okay, you got me there on football.
That's crazy.
But basketball, I'm like Floyd Mayweather, daddy. You don't know shit about basketball.
I know way more than you about any topic. So I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know shit about basketball,
fan.
Man. Now break down. Well, this fan know a lot more, because you don't know shit about basketball. But break down to us, do you think that it was a fluke that he beat him last year?
That who, Patrick Mahomes beat? Well, first of all, it's not like basketball. It's not player going up against. I mean, it's a team sport. So the Chiefs have a way better team than the Texans. The Texans gave away Deshaun Watson's best receiver, DeAndre Hopkins, who is now with Kyler Murray in Arizona with the Cardinals, him and Fitzgerald, and they're acting a fool. So he gave away his best weapon, his best wide receiver. I don't know what he's going to do. I mean, they've already played, and I think that was the first game of the year, and the Chiefs won decidedly. Now, Watson still threw the ball. He still had 3 touchdowns, I believe, but he's a great quarterback. Like, Deshaun Watson is a great quarterback.
Yeah, but this is why I asked you that. You know he's beaten. You know he's beating them on numbers, right?
He's beating Patrick. It's okay. It's one game. What are you talking about? Like,
I'm just saying.
One. Okay, we're not going to talk about numbers and who's beating what after one game. All right, we have to at least wait.
I'm just saying. He might be the LeBron James of football.
Are you going to let me talk, or are you going
to
talk?
He might be the LeBron James of football. Hey, well, look here. You need to learn how to fucking talk to your students.
I'm trying to teach you, but you can't talk over me. You need to be getting educated. All right. Right now.
Well, go ahead, man. Tell, break it down to us, because we need to learn.
You just interrupted me because you want to run your mouth. Be the host. Let me talk. All right. Let me break this down for the people out here who want to be educated and not misguided by some host who just wants to run his damn mouth all the time.
Oh, shit. See, there you go with the student.
Okay.
Ain't learning.
All right. Patrick Mahomes. So here's how I'm looking at this. Watson, at this juncture, his his coach, that organization has really sold him out. So I don't know why you trade away his best receiver, because they said they didn't like DeAndre Hopkins' entourage or the people that was around the team with him, which to me doesn't make much sense. The guy is the best receiver in football right now, between him and the young man in Atlanta. But he's the best right now. I don't know, man. And he's with that the Texas organization. It's terrible. So to me, he doesn't have a chance, not at this juncture.
So you don't think they'll meet again? So you don't think they'll meet again this year?
No. I mean, unless they play each other on schedule, no, they won't meet. No, Texans aren't that good, man.
Alright, so if they do play, who you think will win? Do they play this season?
They've already played. It was the first game of the season.
And who?
Patrick Mahomes won.
Oh, dang.
They beat him. That's what I mean. I'm just saying. If Deshaun Watson had DeAndre Hopkins, then there's a chance, because DeAndre Hopkins can get hot, get you 3 touchdowns, can burn the secondary unit up.
So is Watson the better quarterback and Mahomes got the better team?
No. I think Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL right now. It would be Patrick, and I would go with Lamar Jackson.
That's who it is. That's who I'm talking about, Lamar Jackson.
Well, they haven't faced, so that will be a good matchup. That's an intriguing matchup between him and Lamar. And I would take them 1 or 2. I can't even tell you that Patrick Mahomes is strictly better than Lamar Jackson. And that kid is tough. And if they will face each other.
Yeah, now that's who I'm asking. Is he better?
That might be the suit. But that's picking the 2 best teams, you know, possibly. The 2 top-tier teams, you know. So you have, I say you have Baltimore, Kansas City. These are like your top sure teams, right? These are the teams that
bet with.
You know, the Saints, right. You have the Saints. Then who else is there? Them are the really 3 top teams. I'm missing anybody else. The Patriots might be in there. Can't never count them out. But other than that.
What about the Colts?
No. They got Phillip Rivers. Absolutely not.
You said don't put your money down there.
Don't put your money on him. Because Phillip Rivers is just, oh my God, I don't even get started on this dude. He's already starting off like he did last year. Yeah, he throws gaudy numbers out there, right? So he'll have games where he's going to have 343 yards passing, 700, you know what I mean? 400 mm-hmm. yards through the air. But it's in the critical moments is where you must trust your quarterback the most. The ability to take care of the ball in critical moments is what separates the great from the okay. Now, he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. His numbers say so. Is he a champion quarterback? No. He's had plenty of teams that he should have won championships with. He had LaDainian Thompson. He was the most dominant running back in San Diego. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Had a defense. He has had Vincent Jackson. He has had a squad, bro. Squadron. Okay? Jared Sproles. He's had a squad. He has not been able to win because of his history. He turns over the ball, and he's just not that guy in clutch situations. And I'm telling you, man, that's what makes everything different. That's why you either become a champion or you're not. You know what I mean? Like, it can be all-star, super all-star, but not have that. And that's crazy, man.
So when's Tom Brady's next game? And how you think he's going to do? You think he's going to rebound, or is it going to go further down?
I don't care what they do, all right? I don't care if Tom. Listen, Tom Terrific is older now. I don't know what. He's 43, man. People act like I don't know what people think, man. Like the game is he's not the same quarterback.
All right. So if you don't care what they do, then who is your team?
At this point, I don't have a team.
Oh man, this nigga's on the game. He on the NFL gate too, man. Dang. He on the NBA gate, the NFL gate. Like, oh man. I'm gonna go with the Jackson kid.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson, that's a good kid to go with. I mean, he's tough, man. He came up short in the playoffs. We'll see. That's what I'm saying, man.
I think that was a fluke. I think that was nervousness.
You can win that thing.
I think that was just nervousness because he did not play like what I heard. That was my first time watching him. He had little spurts and stuff.
I'm telling you, man, that separates the championship champion from the people who are just going to be All-Stars, which ain't nothing wrong with that either. Well, I'm just saying, like,
you know, it's a lot of people that learn from losing, right? A lot of people who learn from losing, and there's people that don't know how to take a loss.
Exactly.
The people that know how to take a loss learns.
But you got one shot, man. Like, it's one shot. You got to give it your all. Like, and if you don't, then you can't be bitching about the outcome.
No.
You got to give it your all, man.
All right.
On that stage, on that level, it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we as fans, and as, you know, people who, if you play competitive sports, if you've been in a competitive, you know, whether it's high school,
college. Here we go.
You what?
It's not about you.
I'm just saying. Look, I'm just talking about the competitive nature of the sport, bro. I'm not saying nothing about me. I'm just saying.
You was about to.
No, I wasn't, bro. I wasn't, man. I wasn't going to revert back to days where I torched everyone. I wasn't going to do that. Since we bringing it up, In my championship, I had to be a champion. Am I going to let this measly team beat me? No. I was going to score 30, 40, and bring home the goddamn trophy. That's what a goddamn champion does.
Yeah, well, see, this is what my – you know what I don't like about you people that play sports?
What?
Because y'all act like the nigga that watching can't see that you guys suck or either you guys are good. And that happens to be the commentators. So for y'all to sit there and try to say, hey, man, you ain't playing sports. You don't know shit about this sport.
No.
No, you can't say that. You can't say that.
I can say that. Because when you guys start to analyze, like, whether people had, whether they had the determination to play or whether they were willing to play, or, you know, you start talking about descriptive words on how their actions are, or how they look out there on the court. I mean, how do you know?
No, I mean, sometimes people cross the line, but at the same time.
No, you can't tell somebody they didn't have the heart to play, they didn't want to win.
Okay, but this is what we're doing. We're looking and we're observing. And there's not just us feeling like that they just gave up and everything. There's millions of people that was at home probably like, yep, I agree. Just like when I was like Paul George and Kawhi quit, you agreed. But guess what?
I don't believe they quit. They just went in their shot.
Man, they gave up on the team. And if you listen to yesterday's show, you'll say, yeah, I do agree, man. They did give up. So
that was a different show. We on today's show. I had time to think about it. They ain't give up. They was tired.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Like I'm saying, y'all got to give us our credit because can't just know anybody sit there and break down a dang on game. And they ain't played the sport.
I mean, I give you some credit. I'm just saying, like, but when somebody with basketball knowledge talks and then you guys want to kick back and act like that you're smarter than the guy who actually played the game, that's where I draw the line. Because you're going to tell somebody what type of rap somebody ran, what kind of defense they were in, all this, and you have limited basketball or football knowledge, then yes, that's when us players, us ex-jocks, us superstars, we get pissed. Cool. We're like, yo.
Okay. We hear both sides of the track here. So I feel like there should be a line where they draw to respect that.
We don't respect y'all.
Oh, well, then we'll never respect y'all.
It is what it is, baby.
Hey, look, we tried to work it out, but evidently this is the day going to end.
Ain't going to be no working out today. Maybe another show. Ain't going to be no working out today. You might as well tell me shout out to Jim. We can end this one on a good note.
All right, go ahead and shout out to Jim, then, man.
I joined KL Fitness 7106 Short Terrace Drive in Indianapolis, Indiana. Love y'all. Be safe. Let's go Nuggets tonight. We need to win, baby. Let's do it. Yeah. I'm going to get my Joker Murray.
So y'all can get a gentleman sweep. And like I said, if y'all smart, y'all go get some Lakers memorabilia, however you say it. But you know what I'm trying to say.
Why would you want to the phony GOAT? He's not real. He's as good as his flops are.
I'm just trying to tell y'all how to make a smart investment. That Denver Nuggets, unless you getting Jamal Murray or Jokic.
Joker, say his name. Joker.
Yeah, unless you getting them two jerseys, man, you making a bad investment. You can get any champions.
You're making a wonderful investment for your future.
You can get any champions jersey or any champions rookie card or any champions card of that year, and that would be a wise investment. And that will be the Los Angeles Lakers. So let's go Lakers. Get fit, Indy. Check it. I'm taking your line, nigga.